WHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. It only took a day, but a full jury has now been seated ahead of opening statements tomorrow in Hunter Biden's federal gun trial. CBS's Scott McFarland's covering the case for us in Delaware and talked about jury selection.
One of the red flag questions being asked to so many today that tripped up other possible jurors and had them bumped was their response to the question, do you think the Department of Justice or law enforcement agencies bring cases due to political reasons?
That question stemming from Donald Trump's criminal trial and conviction last week in New York. By the way, President Biden was not at Hunter's trial today, but he did issue a statement saying, as a dad, he has boundless love and confidence in him. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez has filed to run for re-election as an independent in New Jersey. That move happening amid his trial on federal corruption and bribery charges. The Israeli military says more hostages have now died in Gaza. Our Linda Gradstein's in Jerusalem.
Four of the hostages, three of them are elderly men who were seen on video not too long ago begging for their life, have been killed in Hamas captivity, one of whom was a dual British-Israeli national. And that's likely to increase the pressure on the government to go ahead with this ceasefire deal.
The hostages brutally abducted on October 7th, but the U.S. State Department said today Hamas couldn't pull that off now. President Biden is expected to sign a major executive order tomorrow to help curb asylum seekers at the southern border. CBS's Weijia Jiang is in Washington and says it's already got some opposition.
Members of his own party have already been very vocal, pushing back against this proposal. It does limit the amount of options that migrants have when they come to the border and they seek asylum.
Millions of Americans out west are set to get hit with an intense heat wave this week. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen says temps in some cities could top triple digits.
Palm Springs will see readings over 110 degrees, and the excessive heat warning will make its way into the lower portions of Nevada, Las Vegas is included, and into portions of Arizona as well.
A state of emergency is still in effect in Atlanta as crews there continue working to restore water. Atlanta Fire Chief Roderick Smith.
We have opened two additional fire stations to provide water to the citizens of Atlanta.
The city suffered two water main breaks there this weekend. And Democratic Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee announced today she's been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. The 74-year-old didn't say how bad it is, but she did say she'll occasionally be absent from Congress as she undergoes treatment. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Opinions among Wisconsin leaders about Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions are split along party lines. Democratic Congresswoman Gwen Moore tells WISN-TV's Upfront the jury got it right.
You and I talked before the verdict was rendered, and I told you then that I was going to trust the justice system, trust the jury system. It's the only thing I know as an American.
Republican Brian Stiles says he's disappointed, but he thinks the convictions will be overturned on appeal. Meanwhile, Trump's son, Donald Jr., will campaign for Republican U.S. House candidate Tony Weed in the Green Bay area Tuesday night. That's according to a release from Weed's campaign. The former president is endorsing Weed in a three-way Republican primary against Roger Roth and Andre Jacques. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Put me in, Coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 6-3 win Sunday to complete a three-game sweep of the White Sox. Now, before the game, Brewers manager Pat Murphy intended to rest catcher William Contreras and shortstop Willie Adames. So why did they end up playing?
I decided that this was a good day to give them a day off. And when they got word of that, they were really upset. They didn't want the day off. And we had a conversation. I let him go out of the room and think about it, came back, called him back in, said, you're in. That's the entire truth. That's exactly how it happened.
The crew begin a six-game road trip tonight in Philadelphia. NFL, the Packers announcing training camp will start earlier this year, July 22nd. That's because they kick off the season Friday night, September 6th, against the Eagles in Brazil. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, otherwise partly cloudy and a low in the mid-60s tonight. A mix of sun and clouds with some storms tomorrow afternoon and evening, highs in the low 80s. A pop-up shower possible Wednesday, partly sunny, highs mid to upper 70s. Currently at 75 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, be with us next time. Big show. Our friend Trigvi Olsen brings Reed Galen along with him for the Lincoln Project and a surprise guest from MSNBC's Morning Joe. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Schwabach.
Welcome to Nightlight. Hello, Wisconsin, how are you? Great to be with you on this Monday night. Finally, a full week of shows. I'm really excited to dive into this and bring some light to your night. Great to have you with me. Great to have Todd Michaels with me tonight. Filling in for the absent Conrad.
Yeah.
What if Conrad was like still in Italy and like ran for office and he's got a whole life over there now?
So I'm just going to be honest with you. If we got a call that Conrad wasn't going to be in, more than likely, there'd be some strangulation going on.
Well, you guys have done some juggling covering, and I truly appreciate it. I've worked with so many great people over the last 2 weeks.
It's kind of nice, though, isn't it?
It is. It's nice.
Because you get to know people you don't normally necessarily have conversations with, all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. It's been really fun. And I'm excited to see Conrad as well, but it's been a lot of fun just kind of playing random producer here. And our second time together, I always enjoy it, Todd. We had fun the last time, too.
I hope that Conrad has purchased a case of Spotted Cow.
Yeah.
For me. I don't know what everybody else wants. You have to ask the other producers who filled in, but yeah. I'll go with some Spotted Cow.
Who did I get Spotted? Oh, Aaron Zommers. Came in. He left. And nobody set up the studio one night in Madison. He came all the way back.
Man.
It's just such a huge solid. So I said, what kind of beer do you drink? And he said Spotted Cow.
Well, he's one of my favorites now.
He's a good dude. Yeah. You guys can share one. Maybe I would even go off the wagon and have a Spotted Cow. I'm going off the wagon. At some point, I'm going off the wagon.
If you have doing the show, if you haven't gone off the wagon yet. I'd have been off the wagon first night.
You know what? And it's weird, Todd, because I like talking about drinking. It kind of squashes my appetite to drink. Not that I have a huge appetite, and I'm not like, you know, it's not like a state-ordered sobriety thing. I just took a break and kept going with it. But I will tell you, once in a while, I really crave an old-fashioned.
So your reasoning for it?
Just trying to live clean.
Good for you.
Yeah. Heroin is next. I'm going to kick that. Just a matter of time now, but...
Let me just say, nobody on this radio show does heroin.
No, okay? Of course
just
not.
For anybody that's wondering.
And no one's a heroine either. I want to make that clear. just dudes hanging out. Anya's gone. There's no female heroes. Or Amanda. For that. Even though they're heroes, I am really digging myself a hole here. So in any event, it's great to have you, Ty. We got a great show tonight. I've got Dan Davies coming in at 7:35. He is a local actor and filmmaker. And he took part in a conference here at the Brown County Library this past weekend. And I'm anxious to ask him about that because I know I think he sat on the actors panel for that. And I think it's so great that they have in not just Wisconsin, but in Northeast Wisconsin, that there's a group like that that promotes people that want to get involved in show business, whether it's writing, producing, acting, a really cool thing. And we'll talk to Dan about that as well as many other things he is working on. My old comedy pal Michael Alexander joins the show at 8:35 to talk about a documentary he made about stand-up comedy called Out of the Loop. And Michael's a very good stand-up comic, and he's a very good filmmaker, too. I caught most of the movie this afternoon and really enjoyed it. So two great guests. We're going to talk about all kinds. We're going to really cover the range of show business here. Hey, we are broadcasting statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay here at City Deck Landing. Wherever you are in the state, you've probably got some rain today. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with a little rain, especially on a Monday. What's the song? Todd, what's the song? The Carpenters, right? Rainy days and Mondays.
Always
get me down.
Yep.
But like, if you kind of like rain and on a Monday, like why not? If you're going to have rain, why not have it on a Monday?
That is true.
Right?
Right.
Get it out of the way. Although I think we're getting rain all week. But anyway, that's for another day. So wherever you are, I hope you're having a great night. We'll hopefully take a load off here with our discussion about movies and TV and comedy and everything we're going to cover tonight. And I just want to let you guys know that Nightlight with Pete Schwab is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out their webpage, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to see where you can buy progressive beer. And join them for live music, poetry, and progressive politics at their new tap room at 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison. I will be down there, I think, next week doing a remote on the 14th, I believe.
You get the best remotes.
That's not a bad one.
Hey, I'm going to have you do a remote. We're going to have you in a bar. We're going to have you in a place that has alcohol.
Yeah, but I just said I'm not drinking. Like, that's kind of a
I know, but I was when I was doing remotes, it was always, you know, like, welcome to the farmer's patch where we've got pumpkins, you know, for the kids. That's what I did. I never got to do the cool stuff.
Welcome to Joanne's Fabric, where we're broadcasting live.
Yard by yard, there's nothing better.
I'm going to do the craft show at the mall. Hey, we got a popsicle stick house here, folks, that you don't want to miss. Swing by. Yeah, you could do worse. Monaco Brewing Company is a nice little joint. And then what else do I have to say? Oh, if you have not downloaded the Civic Media app, folks, I really encourage you to do so. It's so easy. And you know what, Todd? I was just saying this at the beginning of the show when I started Nightlight, and now I'm like, I listen to it all the time. Like, I was just saying it to say, but I realized over the months, it is super easy to use, and that is typically how I listen to Civic Media, because I live so far up north, I don't even get the Green Bay station, much less the Oshkosh station.
Right.
So, anyway, check it out. It's very easy, and it's very easy to be part of Nightlight. You just click on the little text icon, and you can get right into the show and be part of it. It is National Egg Day, and I didn't really say that very excited. I have a love-hate relationship with eggs.
Okay, now I got to hear about this.
Yeah. So, National Egg Day, and our question tonight is very simple. How do you like your eggs? It's a very simple, you've heard it millions of times in your life, or hundreds. How do you like your eggs? Let me know. I want to read these. I'm excited. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. So, eggs can be really gross, really stinky, really runny, and horrible. They can also taste amazing, and they're good for you. I think they're a superfood now. I think they just joined the list of superfoods because they're so full of protein. But I only like mine wrecked, scrambled.
Really?
Pretty much. I can do like a fried egg if the yellow is really fried beyond belief, but I can't do runny yellow.
I don't know that there's anything better than some hash browns, right? Maybe okay. A couple of things of crisp bacon.
Yes.
Toast. And then you pop that yolk on that egg and it spills all over. you've got to slurp that stuff up.
Oh God.
Come on, Pete.
I'm not Rocky. I can't do it.
Come on.
I wish I could. And I also think it's just a weird thing that we started eating. Somewhere in history, some guy saw a chicken squatting and something coming out of its butt and thought, oh, I can't wait to wrap my lips around that thing. So they were like the guinea pig and they got lucky. Oh, it's pretty good. It's not like a lot of other stuff that, you know, I just don't understand how the first person did that.
I think that way about a lot of food, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, I mean, everything at some point was not eaten, right? So yeah. Whether it's like vegetables, whether it's like a tomato or an apple, and you're told not to eat it or whatever, but somebody's got to try it for the first time. Somebody's got to have the kahunas to do that.
Cojones.
Thank you. I'm from the East Side.
You so can just be like that frat bro and go sack. but no, you're right. And I just think like that the way the egg, like if you see an apple on a tree, that's not really, even if it's your first time, you're kind of like, oh, that's, I don't know. Can I eat? Cause some berries you can't eat.
Right.
It's a little risky, but I don't know. The egg is just, it's a weird thing. Like hard boiled eggs, can't do it. Deviled eggs, I will vomit on sight.
Really?
Yeah. And somebody left them in the fridge here a few weeks ago. And they were in there for like a week.
I think it was Mino.
Was it really?
I think so.
Well, that's funny because he'd probably still eat them like, even after a couple weeks, right?
As long as there's no fur on him, he's all about it.
Maybe even with the fur if he was hungry enough. Who knows? But yeah, I don't know. So that's our question today. How do you like your eggs? Very basic, very simple. Shoot me straight. Let me know how you like your eggs. I think that will say a lot about you as a listening audience once I know how you like your eggs. Oh, we got the stream going strong tonight. This is so great. Sherry checking in. Hi, Pete. Hi, Sherry. She says, my daughter, Haley, downloaded Civic. She'll be listening too. Great to have you, Haley. Welcome to Nightlight. I hope you listen as frequently as your mother does. She's an awesome listener. She says, I like the wagon. What is that? What did What's I say a wagon? That I've already forgot? Is that an egg
Oh,
thing?
You were on the wagon with alcohol.
I was on the wagon. Oh, yes, yeah. I was on the wagon. Yeah, that's why I quit drinking, because of my memory. Jim Denny. Good evening, Pete. Good evening, Jim. Great to have you with me. Sherry says, come to Horicon. Todd, I got to do a remote from Horicon. Sherry, every night almost says, come to Horicon.
You know, that's not too far from my neck of the woods.
Is it true? Yeah. She says hi, by the way. Not that you can't
I saw
see
that. I saw that.
Stacy Sue Johnson says, hi, Pete. Hi, Stacy. Stacy likes them scrambled. So that's, Stacy and I could have breakfast together and we'd be okay. Although it's hard for me. Is this weird, Todd? I can't, it's hard for me to eat breakfast with people.
Oh my God, I didn't realize you're so neurotic.
I got my quirks. I have my quirks.
Holy cow.
Listen, once you get past them, I'm a hell of a guy. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. So Sherry says, scrambled with cheese. I can roll with that. Stacy Sue says, no runny eggs. Oh, we are kindred spirits in the egg world, Stacy. She says, I hate deviled eggs. Me too. Yeah, there's just something, I don't know, something about it. I can't do it. And then on the text line, I love when people text right out of the gate. It's like, all right, so Tom from New Berlin says, oh, he just gave an LOL. No, that's from last week. What am I doing, Todd?
I don't know.
Listen, all right, I admit it. I've had a couple cocktails before the show. No. Jim from Appleton says, oh, God, I'm way off,
You're
Todd.
Way off.
What happened here?
Andrew from Verona said, we had backyard chickens, so we get 5 eggs a day for a family of 5.
Gosh. There we are.
It that's sounds good. Snobby, but love a French omelet.
No,
What's
that's
a French
good.
French omelet?
A French omelet is like, I feel like I've had that and I can't remember what's on it. French fries? Is that Jim, the first text? To? No, that's from the 920. Lots of butter over medium over toast. Superfood? Egg Lobby must have been putting it over time. Well, that's like when they were telling you to drink tons of milk and meat. I mean, they have a place, but superfood or food pyramid?
Right.
I don't know. But yeah, I could do that. I do like some avocado oil now when I make my eggs. It's pretty tasty. Well, now
oh,
what?
Oh, my.
What
you're one of
now?
Those. you're one of those.
Jim says from Appleton, over easy with runny yolks, but not runny whites. See, I'm just the opposite. Side of bacon, sourdough toast, very specific, and hash browns. All right, we'll read more of these as the show progresses. Todd and I went to a Bigfoot convention, and we're going to talk about that next. Todd is just the man to talk about, too. Dan Davies coming up at 7:35. Michael Alexander talks about his documentary at 8:35. You got Nightlight with...
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates...
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your...
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
It's weird to think you're on the radio, but you also are on TV too. I can't get past that. I always think of myself as a much better looking guy, and then I see myself on the stream.
Are you serious? You're a good looking guy.
No, thanks.
Huh? Come on.
I was just fishing for a compliment.
I know.
It is weird though. Like you see yourself.
I fed
like,
into that, by the way.
that's a phenomenal producing. Hey, it's our Civic Media Sconny Summer Text to Win statewide contest on WGBW. And is it statewide, right?
It's statewide.
It's statewide.
Yeah.
So this is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack. Check out these gifts. Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. And consolation prizes, you get to crash on Conrad's couch when he gets back. We've just added that. He doesn't know that yet, so don't say anything. Our word, I just had this, Todd, now I've lost it, is road. Wasn't it just on the sheet?
Correct. Road.
Oh, Sconny keyword, road. So.
And that's spelled R-O-A-D.
A-D.
Yep.
So. Most of the people I think that listen to Nightlight, or a lot of them, have been probably listening all day and have heard this, but it's really easy to do. There's great, you know, great prizes. One winner per hour, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Well, every other hour we play basically from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Oh, I thought it was 7 to 7. Is it 7 to 8?
Well, it's after 7, isn't it?
Yeah, but on the sheet, it's, look, I know how to read.
Yep.
I went to Catholic school for 18
years.
Here
come the texts. They're coming in.
They're coming in.
Okay. Yep.
All right, very cool. So, all right, you and I, we have something in common, Todd. Not just...
The way we like our eggs?
Not just the way... No, that we don't have that in common.
Oh, that's right, we don't.
We're totally right. Opposite ends of the spectrum. But I went to... You're a paranormal investigator on the side. You got a really fun side hustle.
Yep.
And I'm fascinated by all of it. It's not... I don't investigate like you do, but I'll watch a show if it's on. I'll converse with somebody about it. I think I went to this Bigfoot convention last weekend in Marinette at the Best Western, and I live in the Marinette area, so I popped over there with my recorder. I got some fun stuff. I talked to all these people who are having a blast, and I'm going to play that on Wednesday night, so that'll be really fun. You won't want to miss that, and these people are having so much. Let me tell you this, Todd. Those Bigfoot people like to drink.
Oh, yeah.
Man, they were throwing it back, but I did talk to one of the speakers. And he said an interesting thing. I still don't know where I'm at on this. I still haven't seen anything that is proof enough for me personally.
Right.
But he said, one of the speakers, I think his name was, I'll have to look it up. I have it somewhere. Anyway, he said most Bigfoot sightings are by water, woods, and like hills, which I thought was interesting. And I listened to him talk for about 5 minutes. He sounded very, like he really knew what he's talking about. He's had a lot of shows on TV. He's been doing this since 99. Where are you at with that, Todd? Because you're like a pretty thorough guy when it comes to these investigations.
You and I kind of discussed this off the air. First of all, that convention is one of the best.
Really?
Yeah. Nice. It's well known. And if you want to take some time one afternoon or one evening and just go online and go Bigfoot Sightings Wisconsin, Google that, you would be surprised at how many have actually been sighted here in Wisconsin.
Wow.
But I was telling you off the air, I have this theory about Bigfoot.
And it's very interesting.
I say never, because there's just so many things in life we don't know for sure, right?
Right.
Whether it's medicines or it's aliens or it's ghosts, we just don't know. I have this weird theory that maybe things like Bigfoot and aliens and maybe even ghosts or paranormal stuff might be able to come and go from our world very easily. You know, we're used to like what you see is what you get to most of us.
Yeah.
But maybe there's a little bit something to that.
Yeah, what I think is, and that's a really interesting theory, and it would really explain why their sightings are so sporadic and why they seem to disappear for a while, and then there's five sightings or whatever. But I read one time, or I watched a show one time on the Discovery Channel about how if we were going to have aliens coming to Earth, they would be like these little nano-sized things that can get through like wormholes and stuff.
Right.
As opposed to a huge flying saucer, the typical thing you see in movies. What do you think about that?
I never say never, right?
Yeah.
Never say never.
Well, I cut together some really cool stuff. I talked to probably 20 people. And, you know, they were having so much fun. People had Bigfoot tattooed on their arms. One guy had a Bigfoot earring. And one guy showed me, he actually did a Bigfoot call. How if you want to, like, I don't know if it's like a mating call or what, but if you wanted to attract a Bigfoot or Big Feet, you would do this call. And, you know, apparently they would come running. And he did it pretty deftly, I would say. Todd, have you heard of the Bigfoot call?
I've actually heard audio of what's supposed to be the Bigfoot call.
Okay.
Yeah.
By a Bigfoot doing it?
Well, they say, right?
Okay. Because this guy I talked to, it was in the bar at the Best Western, but he started showing me the call. And I'm like...
In the bar?
Yeah. He started doing it. And all of a sudden, we were surrounded by Bigfeet. So, no, but he said... I said, you could be making that up. I don't know, you know, but everyone else is like, no, that's it. That is the call. So
how do you know?
I don't know. And have you seen footage? Let me ask you this, Todd. Have you seen footage when they do capture these sightings that you go, that's a Bigfoot? Or do you say that could be a Bigfoot? Or do you say it's too inexplainable? Or how do you react to those?
The phrase I use, and it's kind of a cop out, but I'll always say that's interesting. Even when I'm like ghost hunting and stuff, right, and something interesting, like something out of the ordinary happens.
Yeah.
I will never go, oh my gosh, it's a ghost. Right.
Right.
I'll just be like, oh, that's kind of interesting.
It's at least enough to keep you investigating.
Yes.
Yeah. Cause I think that's what everybody's looking for. And to everybody's credit, one guy said he defined himself as a knower. Because I said, are you a believer? And he said, I'm a knower. And he said he's had, you know, one of the questions I asked was, you come face to face with a Bigfoot. Who's winning? You arm wrestle. What do you do? This guy says he does his best Clint Eastwood. And then we got sidetracked and I never asked him to elaborate on that. But I thought, I'm like.
There's a guest for your show.
Well, he's got his own YouTube channel. I should track him down because I don't think you try to out intimidate a Bigfoot. If you do come face to face with one, if I did, I'd be like, okay, I believe.
Don't you think that if there is a Bigfoot or there are big feet or whatever the plural is, they're trying to avoid us, don't you think?
Sure. I would. I try to avoid most people.
We actually got this message on Facebook. So many Bigfoot sightings correlate with UFO sightings. What if big feet is aliens?
Craig Anthony. Yeah, that's very possible. And that's what I liked about the nanobot theory. They can get through these little, probably avoid radar and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like a huge creature like a Bigfoot. How are they getting here where it's undetected, you know?
I think if we pretend like we can wrap our minds around all this stuff all the time, we'll probably come up on the short end someplace, to be honest with you.
You know, I just want answers, Todd. I'm just looking for some answers. All right. Dan Davies is here. He is a Northeast Wisconsin actor and filmmaker. He's going to give us the straight dope about what happened at the Brown County Library this past weekend. And we'll talk to him about some of his projects. Michael Alexander is here at 8:35. Text us your word. Keyword is road. And someone said Rhodes Scholar like our very own Pete. I think that was sarcasm, but I'll let it slide. We'll be right back. Coming up next, Dan Davies on Nightlight with Peach Wallet.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air. CBS News Brief. With the jury seated, opening statements start tomorrow for the president's son, Hunter Biden, who's facing three felony charges related to an alleged illegal firearm purchase in 2018. CBS's Robert Costa.
Speaking to sources close to President Biden, it's clear that he views this as a personal family matter. He issued a statement in support of his son.
CBS News learns President Biden will sign an executive order tomorrow that would partially shut down asylum processing at the U.S.-Mexico border once the number of daily illegal border crossings surpassed 2,500. CBS's Camila Montoya Galvez.
When that trigger is met, border officials would gain this power to deport people as soon as they get into U.S. soil without processing their asylum claims.
After two water main breaks, Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens today says
the boil water advisory is still in effect as we work through the repair process.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The warden at the troubled state prison in Waupun is resigning. Randall Hepp is stepping down after a number of problems, such as a chronic lack of guards leading to lockdowns. Four inmates have died since last June, and there's an ongoing federal investigation. Several other prison employees have already resigned or been fired. Opinions among Wisconsin leaders about Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions are split along party lines. Republican Congressman Ryan Stile is downplaying the news.
Disappointing, to say the least. That said, I think at the end of the day, this conviction will be overturned by the appeals court in the appeals process.
Stile speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. Democrat Gwen Moore says she trusted the justice process to come to the right conclusion. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Vanna White is not ready to retire just because Pat Sajak is hanging it up after 41 years. Sajak's last episode of Wheel will air June 7th. The 67-year-old White says she never would have thought she would have been at the job for 40 years, but loves that she doesn't play a character, is just herself, and gets to give money away. You could try to find something unlikable about Vanna White, but you would not be successful. Jerry Seinfeld cannot stay out of the news lately, but at least he admits he's not a real man. What? You heard it right. Seinfeld says he misses the days of the 60s, when there was a hierarchy that started with manly men at the top like JFK, Muhammad Ali, and Sean Connery, who, by the way, openly admitted to slapping multiple women. Nice comp, Jer. Seinfeld says he is not a fan of toxic masculinity and admits he never made it to real man status because he became a comedian, which allowed him to remain childish. Yeah, that's why. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, otherwise partly cloudy and a low in the mid-60s tonight. A mix of sun and clouds with some storms tomorrow afternoon and evening, highs in the low 80s. A pop-up shower possible Wednesday, partly sunny, highs mid to upper 70s. Currently at 75 degrees.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR.
Pat Kreidlow.
Tuesday morning on Up North News Radio, Congressman Mark Pocan and one of the 3rd District candidates for Congress, State Assembly Rep. Katrina Shanklin.
Up North News with Pat Kreidlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Back at Nightlight on a Monday night, making Monday night fun. A rainy Monday night. Sounds kind of redundant that the rain falls on Monday today. Great text. We'll read some more of those coming up. Our question tonight, if you want to get in on the action, it's National Egg Day. How do you like your eggs? Very simple. Not showbiz related, unless like we're talking about Chicken Run or something, but how do you like your eggs? That is tonight's question. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. My guest right now, I brought you in here under false pretenses, Dan. I just want to find out how you like your eggs. And we can talk movies if you want, but I really want to get to the bottom. No, Dan Davies joins me now on Nightlight. He is a local actor, filmmaker, and author, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, and he joins me now on Nightlight. In studio, this is fun to have you here. Yeah,
thank you, Pete. And I do like my eggs like I like my friends. Over easy. I don't know what that means, actually.
Yeah, I gotta actually figure that one out. Like, over easy. That sounds like you're taking advantage of your eggs.
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm not here to judge, Dan. You eat what you need to eat.
Judgment-free zone.
Judgment-free zone, exactly. So, all right. So, I have a lot of questions for you regarding... Sure. I love having people in, like... When I didn't live in Northeast Wisconsin, I didn't really know anything about the film community here, or if I knew there were actors, I assume there are actors everywhere. But since I've been doing the show, I've met a lot of actors from here and a lot of filmmakers. How is, first of all, tell us about you, and then we'll get into all the film stuff. So give us a little bit of background.
Sure.
For someone listening that doesn't know Dan Davies.
Sure. I'm a proud Wisconsinite. I own a home in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And I think one of my big breaks was actually a film about 15 years ago called Ed Gein the Musical.
And I'm totally asking you about that, by the way. I saw that on your IMDb page.
And that was aired nationwide on PBS, and we had 500 theatrical screenings of that. And then wow. I did a Western that was really kind of cool. It was on Hulu called West of Thunder that I co-wrote and co-star in, and that was really an interesting film. And then did some films in Africa and Europe. Actually, Nollywood is the second largest film market in the world. It comprises of the 24 English-speaking countries in Africa. And I found this out about 8 months ago. I'm the number one American theatrical actor ever in their history.
So what? I beat
Danny Glover and Eric Roberts. So I did a film.
How did that happen?
Well, I did a couple of films. One of my films, the director was at the Toronto Film Festival and saw one of my films and ferreted me out and said, I'm a director from Nigeria. I own a home in Atlanta. Would you be in my film? And I said, hell yeah. And I was. And that was called Tempting Fate. And then Tempting Fate premiered in Lagos, Nigeria, in Accra. And I was there. And there was a director there who came up to me and he said, I want you in my film called A Trip to Jamaica. And he said, we're filming it in Atlanta, Jamaica, Ghana and Nigeria. And I said, again, hells to the yeah. And
did you say it like that? Did you use that phrase? Because you kind of risk losing the role if you actually say that phrase.
So then A Trip to Jamaica ended up being the number one box office film of all time. And then it got eclipsed about a year and a half ago. But yeah, Nollywood is pretty massive. About 500 million people are big fans of the type of, it's like Bollywood, but it's Africa's version of it.
Well, you're trending there, or you trended there.
I'm famous there, and I tell people in Wisconsin, only 9 bartenders and my garbage man know who the hell I am.
You can't even go to the bathroom in Africa.
No. Literally, I can't for many reasons. No, but
I'm sorry to hear that. Maybe it's the way you like your eggs. That's really cool.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's pretty. It was heady to go to Lagos, and I've been there to Nigeria and Ghana about 6 times or so. To be famous there, and you know, literally to be, you know, again, 9 people know who I am here. It's weird to see your head on billboards and buses and get stopped every 5 or 10 feet, and they call selfies snappies. So they're like,
oh, I think I like that better.
So do I. So they'd go, can I have a Snappy? And the first time I thought that was a piece of candy. And I'm like, oh, I don't know what Snappies are.
Or an iced tea.
A Chiclet or something like that. And then I realized what it was. And then I'm like, oh, heck yeah. And then it's pretty heady. Yeah, it's pretty weird. But the Nigerian people are lovely. So.
So I'm just going to ask you this. This might take me on a tangent, Dan. But when you're not used to signing autographs and someone asks you for an autograph, you literally really get into it, don't you? You're like, you personalize it and you're like writing a paragraph.
Yeah, you know, and I try to do like a, you know, just find their name and I put XOXOX and then,
right.
You know, one of the only Bible verses I ever, you know, learned when I got thrown out of church. You know,
you got thrown out of church.
Well, that's another story. No, that's another story.
Oh, we'll get to that one. I have to ask you because I used to do stand-up comedy when I would travel around. Every once in a while, people would ask you for your autograph just on the off chance you might become famous or something. Well, I opened for Chris Rock in Pittsburgh, and I was talking to this woman after the show, and she asked me for my autograph. And we were talking about Bruce Springsteen. I made a little mention of Bruce Springsteen and my autograph, and then I signed it, and I said, you know, thanks for coming, blah, blah, blah. Made a nice little message. She goes and asks Chris Rock for his autograph, and he just barely looks at her and writes, Chris, and walks away. She went ballistic. Wow. She went after him, thinking he was an elitist and a jerk.
Wow.
And the bouncer was this big, huge dude, and he tried to cut her off, and she said, get away from me, fat boy. And she knocked the guy over a table. It was like, it was a whole big scene. I almost got Chris Rock killed because I was being a nice guy. That's what I took away from it. So I can kind of relate to your autograph story.
That's great.
Okay. So how did you get into acting? Like, how did you start? What was your, when did you say to yourself, I'm going to do this?
Yeah.
I think I can make this work.
So I'm from Waupaca. I went to Waupaca High School and they had a great theatrical program there. And our teacher, Gerald Kniffel, actually taught his first student, was in the 1950s, was Priscilla Presley in Germany.
Oh, sweet.
So he got to know Elvis really, really well because he was their guardian, basically chaperone for 2-3 years. And he pulled me aside and he said, I know Elvis really well. Well, Elvis by that time was dead for about eight years or so. But he said, you've got some charisma and I like that. You could do this for a living. And I was like, this or an alcoholic. I probably should
do both.
which I do. But the acting, though, yeah, it's one of the few things that I'm really good at. I'm not good at anything, to be honest with you.
Wow.
No.
Appreciate your honesty.
Yeah, I'm really kind of a mess up.
We got a ways to go here, but you're a pretty good guest so far. You just rent yourself out to radio shows, Dan.
Yeah.
So how old were you when you did that?
So in high school, but then. I did a couple of, I did some films in the 90s. Actually, one of them was from Green Bay, and Doug Heim was part of it. I don't know if you know Doug at all, and I won't mention the title of the film. But the first three films I ever did, I always tell a joke that the three worst films I've ever seen, I've starred in. And those were the first three films I was in. And then, you know, took kind of a hiatus a little bit. And in 2009, started filming Ed Gein the Musical. And then that premiered 2010. And that kind of became its own cult classic. And it kind of launched me to be able to do this full time to the exclusion of everything else.
That's pretty cool. All right, we'll get to Ed Gein the Musical. My guest is Dan Davies. He is a Northeast Wisconsin-based actor, writer, and author. I guess writer and author are the same thing, but he writes movies and he writes books. And he joins me here in studio tonight. So you were part of a conference this past weekend.
Yeah.
At the Brown County Library. How was that? You were on the actors panel or producers?
Yeah, I was on the actors panel, and Craig Knitt, our mutual friend,
who was here last
week,
put
it together.
Sure.
Yeah, and he's such a great guy, and he really believes in the culture that we're building here in Wisconsin with film and filmmakers, and had this summit, and it was fun, it was informative, it was lively. There were people, you know, producers, there were screenwriters and actors, and excuse me. It was fun. It was really a good time. And I think he's going to expand on it with these seminars and probably have a little more time, you know, instead of just jamming it kind of each one into an hour. I think he's going to expand on that. But it was a great time. It was a long day.
I saw a couple of pictures. It looks like you had a pretty good turnout.
Yeah.
Given like that it was the first one.
Yeah.
That's always hard to get people out the first time you launch something like that. But what was the more popular? Did people want to hear actors more, producers, writers?
To be honest with you, I enjoyed them all, but I really enjoyed the producers panel. That was really informative. And that's, you know, it's, and the writer one too, I think was, there's a lot of people out there that have ideas and concepts and they think, well, I could just put pen to paper and craft something. We all have an idea for a film. right. talk to anybody. Like when I'm walking around and somebody recognizes me, yeah, I got this idea, right. Annie, for this film. Right. It's aliens come down and they make love to Bigfoot. They're called Bigfoot Alien Baby Movie. I'm like, what? What?
I mean, you beat up the wrong Dan Davies. I'm sorry.
So, but everybody has an idea.
Yeah.
And you just have to get, you know, pen to paper, and you just have to work at it and get it done, you know.
What's your favorite part of the process? Producing, writing, acting?
I love acting, but I really, really love writing. Writing to me has always been kind of the story aspect of it has been the most attractive because I conceptualize a full movie in my head before I even put pen to paper.
Yeah.
I already see it, act one, act two, act three. And that's kind of fun to kind of fill in those voids and fill in those spaces. Acting is fun, though, as well. Producing is a son of a gun. It's a lot of
putting out fires every day, right?
Yeah, wrangling cats that are on fire.
Right. That sounds like an interesting film. So when will you guys do another one of those?
The summit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think with Craig and then Tom Thorne and Jason Buss from the Wildwood Film Festival, I think they'll probably do it, this is what I'm assuming, probably quarterly, every three, okay. 4 months. Nice. And in June, anytime you take a Saturday away from Wisconsinites, and you want them to be inside, that's...
Right. Right. Have a whole bunch of them in the winter.
Yeah.
What do you think, Dan, the climate is like for filmmakers? You mentioned that Wisconsin film culture. What is it? Is it healthy here in Northeast Wisconsin? How is it overall in the state, too, if you could speak to that?
Yeah, and it really is pinion on, again, the tax rebate, the film rebate that's going through right now and being positioned. That's going to be so important. Chicago's become huge,
you know,
because of Chicago law and Chicago, you know, proctology and Chicago urology and Chicago this, that, and the other thing. So, you know, we have to jump on that bandwagon in Minnesota, Illinois.
Very aggressive.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like we're an island surrounded by everybody.
No weed.
Yeah. No weed.
No rebates. Yeah. Come on, Wisconsin. What's going on here?
So I think once that is put into play, which I think it will happen, that's going to be a big bolster because there's so many great, geographically, Wisconsin's beautiful. The people are great. Locations are inexpensive or free.
You know, it's interesting too, because like so many people equate Green Bay with the Packers for obvious reasons, but I've seen a couple films shot here and Green Bay has a side of it that's kind of gritty.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Appleton is a little more swanky or suburban, it seems like, but Green Bay has some great film locations. Do you ever foresee a time possibly, if we can get these rebates through, where you Northeast Wisconsin might have their own film incentive somehow to add to the state ones like they do in other states?
Yeah, and that's the thing too. If you can attract people because of the locations and because of the people and because of the geography, you know, those are all big pluses.
Yeah.
And you've worked on a lot of films as well. And Wisconsinites work hard. We're hard workers and we're by and large super bright, you know, and so that's an attractive quality right there.
Sure. I want to get more into your book, but I want to ask you first, where do you stand on Bigfoot?
I believe in Bigfoot.
Do you?
Yes.
In his or her existence?
Yes. I truly believe that there is a bipedal hominid that is over 7 feet tall.
Get all
that
scientific on me, Dan.
Yeah, Gigantopithecus, which is hard to say when
Todd,
you're sober.
Do you recognize any of these words?
Nope.
which supposedly died out about 10,000 years ago. I believe that,
so many people
have seen it, and credible people have seen.
Yeah.
You know.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
I just haven't seen anything myself. Like, I think it'd be kind of cool if they existed, but I just haven't quite seen that. All right. Dan Davies is my guest. We're talking film in Northeast Wisconsin and Wisconsin and about his career. And when we come back, he's going to tell us about a new book he wrote. And I want to ask him for sure about Ed Gein, the musical. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead mine.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
It's like almost too happy of a song for a rainy Monday. No, that's not a shot at you, Todd. I'm just saying.
You can take a shot at me all you want. It's just a great song.
It is a great song.
Whether it's rainy or sunny.
I remember hearing that at my friend Billy Amato's house in my neighborhood in Chicago. They had an 8-track player, and I was like, what is this? This is awesome.
I want to know who came up with the 8-track player. That was the worst invention in the world.
In the history of the world.
Well, but wait. It was kind of a good, like, the sound quality was...
You know, it was just, there was that big noise and it.
But I've heard, and I can't remember where I heard this, it was years ago, but that the quality of an 8-track, like music on an 8-track cart was better than on a cassette.
Probably.
Is that true?
Probably.
So there you go. I mean, I don't know. And you had to change it. Like you'd hit the buttons and it'd go program one, program two.
It would stop halfway through a song.
That's the thing, right? Fade out, right?
That is nuts. Yeah.
It was crazy.
We got some great stuff coming in on the stream. Sherry Minozzi says puffy eggs, I think she's referring to. Craig. Or she's having an allergic reaction. She wants us to call 911. I don't know. Craig Anthony Knitt. I said his name wrong last week. Says sunny side up, Dunkin' scrambled pickled. He is not fussy.
No.
Stacy Sue says, I've had a fried egg on a burger. Take it or leave it. But I get a lot of people do that. That's a very popular thing. She says an egg in beer, yuck. Eggs in beer are very popular, though. I think a lot of people.
That's old school Wisconsin.
Is it?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then Craig says, oh, we read that one about the Bigfoot sightings. Troy Shank says eggs Benedict with hollandaise sauce. Boy, I'd really have to muscle that down. Mm. Carolyn says, scrambled with red or green pepper cooked. Love it. Perfect. Carol, I am with you. Scrambled with, that's the same one. Okay, yeah, that was outstanding. We'll read some stuff off the text line too. But right now, I've got Dan Davies in studio, and we're talking about how the fact he's a legend in Africa, but only his pharmacist and his bar buddies know him here. I don't know. Pharmacist? Is that the right?
Nine bartenders, my pharmacist.
Nine bartenders.
My garbage man.
That's pretty good. So you got some premieres coming up, which are kind of cool.
Yeah.
Tell us about those.
Yeah, thank you. I'm very excited. June 15, there's a film coming out. It's won 40 film festivals. Actually, it's called Happy Birthday.
You've won 40 film festivals?
Yeah, so I've got a large supporting role in it.
Wow.
And I play a deranged president, and we'll just kind of leave that at that.
Okay.
But it's really a well-made, low-budget film, micro-budget, shot essentially greater Milwaukee area, using a lot of Wisconsin talent, and doing really well on the film festival tour. So it's having its world premiere June 15th in West Bend at the West Bend Theater. It's called Happy Birthday.
June 15th, yep. West Bend Theater.
Mm-hmm.
That's Wisconsin premiere?
That's a Wisconsin premiere. And then I've got another film that was also filmed in Wisconsin, but the filmmakers are from Tokyo, LA, and greater Milwaukee. And that's called Without a Name. And that's kind of a horror thriller film. And that's coming out. They had the premiere in Los Angeles. They're having a Wisconsin premiere, I think, sometime this fall. And then I have another film called The Lion and the Narcissist, screenplay by Mark Borchert. And that's September 21st in Hartford, Wisconsin, at the Hartford Tenplex.
Wow.
Schubert's Hartford.
You got a busy summer, my friend. That's pretty cool. What's the one you said where you play the deranged politician?
That's Happy Birthday.
Oh, that's Happy Birthday.
Okay, yeah, and I play a deranged preacher in wow. Without a Name. So I'm being
typecast. His character's deranged. Somebody get Dan Davies on the phone.
We need somebody who's lost his mind.
So The Lion and the Narcissist, based on an Amazon best-selling book mm-hmm. with screenplay adaption by Mark Borchardt. I love Mark. Yeah. Mark has become a very good friend of mine, and he's been a big advocate for this show. He shares our Twitter posts, and he doesn't want to be on the show, which I respect. He's like, I'm kind of done with interviews for the time being. Wow. I'm like, all right, I get that. But he's just a great guy and a salt of the earth guy. He's been sharing our stuff. I love him. I used him in a film I did years ago, and he was just a joy to have around.
Yeah.
And he did a movie a few years ago about a UFO with another filmmaker named Andrew Swant. I don't know if you know Andrew.
The name is really familiar.
It was about a UFO, and it was really cool. I saw it at the Wisconsin Film Festival.
Do you remember the name?
I don't, but I could probably find out. What is The Lion and the Narcissist? What are we looking at there?
So that I play a, I play somebody about my age, an older gentleman who's charismatic and kind of debonair, and he starts dating somebody about 20 years younger than he is, and he's a narcissist, and he's a full-blown narcissist, and it shows all the qualities that a narcissist has, based on a true story by a book by Dr. Catherine Siampas called The Lion and the Narcissist, and it's about her recovery through this process, how her faith and her resilience got her through this terrible, terrible time, and I won't give away too much, but...
Got her through dating the narcissist?
Yeah, it ended in a real bad way.
Okay.
And he was physically damaging to her. He was not only emotionally damaging, he was physically abusive to her as well. And that's really a well-made film, heavy subject, but it's a teachable moment for people to kind of keep their eyes out for men and women for narcissists.
Right. Most of Mark's stuff slants towards a horror.
Yeah.
Is this like a psychological thriller or is there actual horror involved?
So Mark adapted the book into the screenplay and I think did a wonderful job with it. Mark is, you know, Mark is a philosopher in his own right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's so deep, you know, so he put kind of his spin on it as well. And it was wonderful. When I read it, we had to get it down to, it was 120 pages. We got it down to about 100. Just because it can't be, for a small drama, you know, can't be Avatar. You know?
Right. Well, you got a pretty decent budget if IMDb is accurate. And I won't ask you about your budget because that's not cool for indie filmmakers. But you also, it says in the credits, you play David, you're the assistant director, casting assistant, casting director, and executive producer, writer. That's a lot of...
Yep. And I was also juggling semi-nude kittens throughout the whole 13-day shoot.
Semi-nude? They were just wearing socks?
They were wearing socks and a spangly hat.
Speedos. I love how it says casting assistant, also casting director.
Yeah, so we're going to have to go through that and kind of... our director is Darren Fulcher, co-director. We directed it together, but... Yeah, so we're going to have to kind of clean some of those things up.
It's, you know what? I have an IMDb story, too. I'll tell you that next. But Dan Davies is here. Can you stick around for a little while?
I would love to.
All right. We are hanging out with Dan Davies in studio. He's a Wisconsin, Northeast Wisconsin-based writer and actor. Coming up at 8:35, Michael Alexander. This is so great to have you guys with me on this Monday night in our beautiful state of Wisconsin. We got more Nightlight coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. The cameraman's a cocktail glass behind a blend of plastic prints. Find the lady with a fat diamond ring. Then you know I can't remember a damn thing. I think it's one of those deja vu things. Or a dream is trying to tell me something. But will I ever stop thinking about it? I don't know. I doubt it. Subterranean by design. I wonder what I would find if I met you. Let my eyes caress you.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got a friend joining us. He is Joe Zepecki, Democratic strategist, friend of ours. Tune in, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Battleground. Purple. Swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 18th.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.